Here's a thought in defense of volume. For just a moment, let's do a little thought experiment. Let's pretend that you have one photograph, and that's it. That's all you've ever produced is just the one. And you show it to someone. Their reaction is going to be devastating or very exhilarating. If they love the one photograph you've made, that's great. That feels wonderful. But if they don't like it, or they don't approve, or they make some critical comment or whatever, it can be devastating because, for all intents and purposes, you have your photographic eggs in one basket. On the other hand, let's imagine that you have 50 finished prints. If you show this to people and they like some and they don't like others, that's okay because it's the ones they like that really count, the ones that you are really concerned about. And of course, if you show that same group of 50 prints to someone else, they may have a different opinion. So there is something to be said about producing more work. There's another way to think about this, though, that I think is even more productive that's in defense of volume. Let's take a different thought experiment. Let's pretend for just a moment that I am perfectly omniscient and can predict the future with incredible accuracy. And let's say I tell you that your magnum opus, the body of work that you do that is going to make you well-respected in the photographic community, perhaps even famous, that will long outlive you, that magnum opus work won't occur until it is your 10th project. Doesn't it make sense that you will never get to that 10th project until you've produced the first 9? There's something to be said about finishing work and producing lots of it, because it's a learning curve, because you don't know where it's going to lead. And almost nothing bad comes from increasing productivity, unless you're just cranking them out for the purpose of volume. No one's suggesting that. But if you produce each project with care and concern and precision, and you produce lots of them, you're likely to connect with an audience, and you're likely to learn more at the same time. So, get busy.